Excuse me. So my talk title is Spiritual Community Connecting Together, Making a Difference. And I originally was going to do one talk, and then I realized there was an awful lot to put in there, so I've kind of split it into two parts. I'm going to talk about spiritual community and connecting together this Sunday, and next Sunday I'm going to talk about making a difference in spiritual community and how we are each a part of doing that and taking that out into our world. And so I just kind of wanted to talk, first of all, about spiritual community. And what does that mean to each of you? What is that? And I'd love to have those of you who are at home to kind of post a word or two, if you'd care to, around spiritual community. And oftentimes in Unity, we talk about spiritual versus religious. And our world has been evolving and changing so much, and COVID even accelerated a lot of that growing and that changing in concepts of what was important to us spiritually, what was important to us religiously. How do we show up? What is the difference? Excuse me. And I want to share something, and Susan, there is not a slide for this, but I really liked, this is Giovanni Dietstrom, and he says, religion asks you to believe. Spirituality asks you to look. Religion has dogmas. Spirituality has wisdom teachings. Religion wants obedience. Spirituality wants experimentation. Religion speaks of sin and hell. Spirituality speaks of self-responsibility. Religion wants to comfort you. Spirituality wants to liberate you. Religion is external. Spirituality is internal. Religion is the form. Spirituality is the essence. Religion wants to convert you, and spirituality wants to inspire you. Religion is an institution. Spirituality is a journey. And in this day and age, as things, excuse me, a little bit of allergies with springtime out there, so pardon me. With things changing so much and the choicefulness of how do we show up in our world? What's important to us? How do we face the challenges of our lives? How do we interrelate with each other? And is there a continued focus on that which is called religion or the structure of church and dogma? Or are we shifting greatly into a time where people are seeking their own spirituality and understanding their own inherent connection to infinite spirit, their own inherent divinity? As Jesus said, these things shall ye do and even greater. Leading us into that understanding of our own connection to that which is greater than self. And so when we look at what is a spiritual community to us and how do we show up, it's a wonderful thing to recognize sort of the conundrum or the dichotomy of this internal journey, seeking to know, to understand, to connect to the divine, yet also recognizing the importance in our humanity of then reaching out and touching someone's hand, reaching out and connecting and being one with others. In scripture from Matthew 18:20, it says, and this speaks to spiritual community, it says, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them. Now we know that this doesn't mean there is a God out there that waits until two or three of us get together and then God will sort of come into that space. What this says, friends, is when we connect and are with each other, when we bring our authentic self, our hearts, our being, our vulnerability, and gather with another, in that moment, there's connection. And in that moment, there, the I am-ness, the divineness is present and exchanged. Connection is so vital and important. From 1 Peter 2, verse 5a, you also, as living stones, as living beings, are being built up as a spiritual house. Now, so this refers to us not only personally, the spirituality of our own houseness, but also how we connect with each other, how we come together in community to make a difference in our world. Susan, did anyone post anything of what spiritual community meant to them? Okay. Well, feel free to go ahead and do that. So some comments from you who were here in the room. What does spiritual community mean to you? I love to put everybody on the spot. You know, is it there? Oh, well, wait, I don't know. I come here on a Sunday. I participate in lots of things. Yeah. Yes, Kelsey.
A group of like-minded people.
A group of like-minded people. Can we get an amen?
Yes.
Yeah. Sue Ellen.
Holding a space.
Oh, Sue Ellen, man, you just hit it right on the nail on the head, because absolutely, spiritual community is holding that space. And whether it's in an actual building, whether it's where two or more are gathered, it's the consciousness that we hold together, which both Kelsey said and so well, anybody else, did I?
You know, the people around us that we trust and that we have happiness, that they trust us as well.
Absolutely, John. The people around us that we trust and that we exchange with and we're willing to be our authentic self, and which is pretty vulnerable at times, as opposed to, you know, the smiley face and, you know, all the social norms out there. We let our heart show, whether we're grieving, whether we're happy and excited, whether we're trying to face a challenge. You know, it's about coming together and being with people that we care about and trust. Tony Blackshaw, who is a professor of sociology and an author, he says, it feels good to be in community. Community, above all, is bigger than individuals. We are something much more than individuals when we are part of a community, friends. Spirituality and community are not a solo endeavor, though we oftentimes feel that way. Because, as it says, it's about turning within. But in truth principles, in unity principles, it's also about then letting that light shine forth to connect with others. Oh, yeah, Susan, go ahead.
So Mary Stewart says, living in harmony with one another.
Living in harmony with one another. Awesome. Wow. That absolutely. It's finding that way in a world that seems disharmonious, does it not? With people at opposite ends of political beliefs, with bullying in schools, we've talked about that, with bullying in the workplace. Spiritual community invites us to be a willingness to explore within ourselves, to face our own things in order to come forth and then live together in harmony. Tara Brock, who's a psychologist and an author, she says the spiritual path is not a solo endeavor. We are in it together, and the company of spiritual friends helps us realize our interconnectedness. John, that's what you were saying. Those people you can count on and trust. And so why is spiritual community then important? Because people say, well, I can go and be in nature, or pray to God, or be connected to spirit in the silence or off on my own. And that's absolutely true. And it is a part of our spiritual journey, but it's only the beginning part, friends. And the purpose of coming together and being here as humanity is how we begin to learn connecting with each other when we have differences of opinion, when we have different ethnic backgrounds, when we have different belief systems. It's about a willingness to share, to be present, to hold each other's hand, reach out and touch another's hand. Spiritual community is so important, where we can come together. Because I don't know about you, but man, I can go along and I can be doing my work and thinking I'm doing just fine. But there's a whole shadow part of me over here I'm not seeing. When I'm with one of my dear friends, when I'm in my spiritual community, with someone who authentically cares, who is not there to judge me or make me wrong, but who is there to support me, taps me on the shoulder and says, Sandy, let's go have a little talk. Or, have you thought about? Or, in conversation together, it comes forth. And it might not have otherwise. And so, spiritual community and being with each other is so, so vital to support each other. Living a spiritual life, friends, as I said before, is more than a soul endeavor. And how many of us like to kind of disappear and it used to sort of be, let's go to the hilltop and then we'll be spiritual. Let's let go of our humanity and then we'll be spiritual. And we are learning now that the whole purpose of spirituality is bringing that into and embracing our humanness and putting them forth together and being with one another. We can't live on the hilltop. It's about living with each other, being in our world differently. Cardinal Vincent Nichols, who's a British cardinal and an archbishop, says, we're losing social skills, the human interaction skills, how to read a person's mood, to read their body language, how to be patient until the moment is right to make or press a point. Too much exclusive use of electronic information dehumanizes what is a very, very important part of community life and living together. How much time do we spend on our computers, our cell phones, our laptops, our tablets? And the current younger generation tends to communicate a great deal through this wonderful technology. Now, I'm not putting down the technology. I'm grateful for that. Yet let us understand the importance, though, of also setting the technology down in order to really know ourselves. How many of you have read somebody's text and you got ticked off because you thought it said blah, 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 blah? Daily, I do that. I'm like, well, man, they're upset with me, or my gosh, you know, and then I'm like, do I say something back? I don't know. And then I'll be talking with them and then I'll kind of like, I wasn't so sure about, and then they say something. Could have been, oh, I was falling asleep when I sent that text. I'm so sorry, that's not what I meant. Or it could be, oh, you know, this is what I was actually saying. And I go, oh. And it's oftentimes really hard to really read between the lines or to truly understand what a text message or an email is saying. And that's why it's so vital, friends, to come together. Mitsugi Sayotome, who is a Japanese Aikido teacher, he's famous and well-known, he says, if you were all alone in the universe with no one to talk to, no one with which to share the beauty of the stars, to laugh with, to touch, what would be your purpose in life? It'd be hard to text somebody, too, wouldn't it, if you were in the world all by yourself. It is other life, he says. It is love which gives your life meaning. We must discover the joy of each other, the joy of challenge, the joy of growth. And that is a part, friends, of coming together in spiritual community, and a part why sometimes we stay away. Because we are seen. And because at times we might feel judged, we might feel a little bit scared or uncomfortable with coming out and being able to be who we are. And yet spiritual community is about growing. It's about working with each other. It's same thing as family systems. We get triggered by each other, but then we come together and we talk and we work through. So spiritual community is vital and important for all of us, whether you're an extrovert and love to be around people. Extroverts are also capable of hiding in a large group or in a small group of people because they can put forth the smiley face and all of this and be out there, and yet they're not fully present. And then for introverts who like to just kind of be quiet and be in the back, it's also a real part of spiritual community, though, to still show up. Because the essence of who you are shines through regardless. And you bring the light of a sensitivity, of a quietness that you can share with others. So it doesn't matter whether you're extrovert or introvert. It's still important to come together, to learn from each other, to grow with each other. Many of you are very familiar with an international speaker, Brené Brown, an author. She writes about vulnerability and authenticity. And this is a reading from her book, The Gifts of Imperfection. She says, one of the greatest barriers to connection is the cultural importance we place on going it alone. How many of you, well, you're probably, most of you are not old enough to remember the commercial that said, Mother, I'd rather do it myself. Okay, some of you remember. Okay, good. Yeah. I'm giving away my age here, but, you know, we'll look at all the ways, though, that we tend to want to go on our own because we can hide, because the things that maybe we don't do perfectly or don't do up to what we consider, you know, a standard that we should, or we think other people think we should, we tend to, I'll just go on my own. Now, it doesn't mean that going on your own is a bad thing. It means that it's important to do both. So I should probably finish the quote that I'm reading. Somehow we've come to equate success with not needing anyone. Anybody relate to that? I can do it. Absolutely. Yep. Many of us are willing to extend a helping hand, but we're very reluctant to reach out for help when we need it ourselves. Most of us know that because we came through mistaken religious ideas, belief systems that told us it's better to give than to receive. And we don't understand that we have to be connected into ourselves and open to ourselves in order to give. And so we start within ourselves first. And it isn't about, you know, it's very easy. If I've got stuff going on, I'm like, well, I'll just ignore that, right? Oh, I'll be over here. I'll be a good person. I'll be doing all this out here, right? And I'm not dealing with me. When we come together in spiritual community, we're seen. Whether we have people that participate with us via live stream, who post statements, who post hellos and they talk with each other during the service, and they are seen also, and their energy contributes, as well as each of you who are here. And we all show up and are seen in different ways, and we all contribute to spiritual community in different ways. And there's not a right way and a wrong way. It is, though, a matter of taking a look at self and saying, how do I show up? What's important to me? How am I willing to be there with myself and as myself in order to support others who are doing the same thing? Brené goes on to say, she had said, many of us are willing to extend a helping hand, but we're very reluctant to reach out for help when we need it ourselves. It's as if we've divided the world into those who offer help and those who need help. The truth is, we are both. And it's so important because in spiritual community, it enables us to recognize and understand that better. Scripture supports us in this in a reading from 1 Corinthians 14:26. What should be done then, my friends? When you come together, each one has a hymn, a lesson, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation. Let all things be done for building up. We're each individuals. We all have gifts to share that are unlike any other. And when we show up, we get our back patted, because, especially if we have a little cough in our Ella's going, Mom, but isn't that true? How, man, if I were kind of down, I'd sure want somebody to give me a hug or pat me on the back to make me feel comfortable, to make me feel loved and cared about. And that's why it is important to be seen and to actually come together as we're able. And from Acts 2:46 through 47, it says, every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God, friends. Every day they come together. Now, that doesn't mean we come here every day, but it does mean our consciousness is with each other, supporting each other. It's with ourselves and with others all the time to know that we are part of a greater spiritual community. So in connecting together, how do we take steps to do that? How do we show up? And again, not everyone shows up in the same way. Someone might serve here on a committee. Someone might want to hold prayer space for others. We all show up differently, yet it's important to be willing to take that step to reach out and to connect. Daisuke Ikeda, who is a Japanese Buddhist philosopher and an author, says, there is no true joy in a life lived closed up in the little shell of the self. When you take one step to reach out to people, when you meet with others and share their thoughts and sufferings, infinite compassion and wisdom well up within your heart, and your life is transformed. That's what spiritual community is about. And Brandon Jenner, who is a singer, a songwriter, a TV personality, he says, and this is wonderful, Gen X, Gen Z, you know, these are wisdoms from our young people who are on reality TV. We can bring positive energy into our daily lives by smiling more, talking to strangers in line, replacing handshakes with hugs, and calling our friends just to tell them we love them. This is wisdom out of our up-and-coming youth who recognize that spiritual community is about the consciousness that you hold within your being. In scripture from 1 John 1, 7a, it says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. When we are willing to walk in our authentic selves and share with one another, we have fellowship. And from Proverbs 21:21, whoever pursues righteousness, and that's not a supercilious I'm better than thou type of thing, righteousness is right useness of our soul being. Whoever pursues right useness and kindness will find life and honor. And so in this week to come, in beginning to take steps to connect, maybe differently than you have, I'm going to give you a little exercise through the week. And I'm going to invite you to think of maybe two or three people you haven't been in touch with for a while. A couple of months, 3 or 4 years. Somebody who maybe you feel estranged from, or someone who you just haven't had the time or taken the time to say, hey, I miss you. I love you. I'm sorry. Think of 2 to 3 people. Send them a text. Send them an email. Send them a card. Call them on the phone. Take the time to allow the heart of your being to connect to the heart of someone else. Reach out and touch someone and begin that practice of being together, whether here physically in this room as spiritual community or as the light of spirituality expressing out into our world. And in closing, I will share a quote from the Dalai Lama. Most of you are familiar that he is the highest spiritual leader and the head of the Tibetan Buddhist movement. When we feel love and kindness towards others, it not only makes others feel loved and cared for, but it helps us also to develop inner happiness and peace, friends. Let's begin practicing, being in spiritual community wherever we are throughout the week, throughout our days. And I'll look forward next week to talking about how, as spiritual community, and as we begin to take these steps and as we begin to practice, we can make a difference in our world. And so at this point, as we are receiving in our new members, I would invite Misty Singh and Kelsey Cahoon to please step forward and can face everyone here. So I'd like to present you each with this, with a rose. And now, I called them, but you may not know who is who. So of course, this is Kelsey and this is Misty. And we have a song that congregation is going to sing to you. Everyone join in.
The life of God I see. I see a great peace too. I can see the whole and free. I behold your love and strength. I can see you filled with power. I can see that perfect one, led by God in all you do. I can see the Christ in you.
And Misty, here is your membership certificate and a little pamphlet. Kelsey, here is yours. And now I will read the membership covenant that they have each signed. And so when I complete this, please agree to this covenant. I understand and am aligned with the basic teachings of unity. I understand unity of Michiana Spiritual Center is based on the life and the teachings of Jesus Christ. I will make my spiritual unfoldment and relationship with God an important part of my life. I will do my part to support the Spiritual Center's mission of teaching, motivation, empowering, and supporting people in their growth and transformation through the application of spiritual principles. I will join my fellow members and congregants in participating in the creation of a respectful, loving, and safe environment where love is felt and lives are changed. I will extend myself with loving warmth to newcomers to my spiritual center home and to those people attending whom I don't know. I will include the spiritual center and the minister, that would be me, in my prayer life. And I am grateful, as we are all grateful, for being held in your prayer life. I will give to Unity of Michiana Spiritual Center from a consciousness of love and of joy. I will serve this ministry in ways and to the degree that I am able, thereby strengthening the whole group while learning the value of selfless service to others. I will speak with constructive purpose about the spiritual center and my fellow congregants. If I experience personal upset with a spiritual center, minister, or a congregant, I will seek guidance from God's Spirit and then speak with and resolve any upset with the persons involved. I recognize that my presence and participation at Sunday services, classes, and activities are a contribution and gift that enhance the experience to all, yet I know I am free to choose to what degree I will attend and participate. As part of the family of Unity of Michiana Spiritual Center, through the omnipresent wisdom and guidance of God, I join together with one and all in co-creating the ongoing dynamic life and expression of this spiritual center. I recognize that together we support keeping its doors open and expanding its programs, thereby blessing and serving others like myself. Through membership in Unity, I honor God in myself, God in others, and God at work through Unity of Michiana Spiritual Center and the surrounding community. Misty and Kelsey have already signed this. It's a part of their packet. And will you pledge in front of the congregation and say, yes, I so pledge.
Yes, I so pledge.
Yes, I so pledge.
Thank you. And now we'll invite you to sing with us. We'll all sing together one of my favorite Daniel Namod songs, My Soul is Welcome Here.
Right place, right time. I'm in just where I'm supposed to be. I'm in the right place.
Right time.
I am just where I'm supposed to be. Oh, my soul is welcome here. Oh, my soul is welcome here. I am getting the message loud and clear. My soul is welcome here. My soul is welcome here. My soul. My soul is welcome here. My soul is welcome.
Ah, blessings, and let's rub our hands together. Let's welcome them. Yes, and we rub our hands together, and we say, "We see the light of the Christ shining through you, and we're grateful."
We see the light of Christ
shining through you, and we are grateful. Blessings and welcome. Thanks so much. Okay. Yeah.